was like you guys and normal, you know, what y'all had been doing that first round?
Yeah, no, that was a great way to start the game. Obviously, we felt good about our openers and went out and executed very well. I think we were 3 for 3 on third down and resulted in a touchdown. A great way to start the game.
You're after all the success that you've had, how hard is this to start?
Yeah, no, it's difficult, especially since, you know, obviously expectations are a lot better than that. You know, it's been two hard-fought games. Unfortunately, you know, we've gotten down in both of them to the point where, you know, felt like we were really trying to claw back in the fourth quarter. You know, typically, you know, when you get a close game at the end, it's a back and forth, and yet I think felt like we were playing catch up these last two games. But you know, you look at this game, and I mean, if you just look statistically, you know, we rushed for 160 yards on, I think, 27 carries, so 6.0 yards per carry, which is phenomenal. You'd look at that stat alone and say we won the game. Better than 50% on third down. You know, unfortunately, had the turnover early that resulted in a touchdown for them, which is a huge play in this game. Can't happen. But then red zone efficiency and, you know, all those almost 500 yards total offense. So you look at all those stats offensively and you say, man, you know, it should have been a game we won. But unfortunately, you know, as I think back, there's probably about 6 or 7 plays that I can think of right now that if it just went our way, just 1 or 2 of them, I think the outcome of this game is completely different. And typically that's what it comes down to, is 6 or 7 plays, and did you make it or didn't you? And unfortunately, we didn't.
As leader of the team, what do you tell your teammates not to get down about
that? We trust our preparation. We trust our approach. Unfortunately, we've done some things in these last two games that have, you know, set us back, prevented us from winning. The important thing is recognizing what those things are and then having an answer for them. I feel like we have that. Now it's a matter of going out and actually, you know, getting a win, you know, catching a break, having one go your way, and then get on a win streak. You know, we've done a great job of doing that here in the past where, you know, there's always adversity. Unfortunately, it's coming to us a little bit sooner than we expected with the 0-2 start. But there's no doubt in my mind we have the right type of guys in our locker room and coaches and scheme to overcome this. It's fine. We just got rolled up on, kind of awkward position, but it's going to be fine.
Drew, you say you recognize the things that you need to fix. I mean, obviously, people can't help but wonder if there's something outside of the technical football stuff. I mean, if you put your finger on anything that's an attitude and approach, I know Aaron Kroger said last week trying to do too much. I mean, is there anything that's not typical?
No. I mean, it's all the things that we've talked about up to this point. You know, the do your job mentality, you know, not trying to do too much. Just play within yourself, play within the scheme. You know, the preparation aspect of it, the way we practice, the way we, you know, everything's the same as it always has been. Now it's just a matter of, as the season starts, you just kind of come together as a team, you gel. You kind of find out who you are, you know, early on. And unfortunately for us, it hasn't gone our way, and it's going to test us. But I'm confident that we're going to stay strong and we'll battle through this and we'll overcome.
Two more, please.
Drew, this game above last game, you had a period last game where you just had a real lull at the end. In this game, you seemed to move the ball until you got to the other side of 50. In the 50, and then you started to seem to have some breakdowns when you got to the area in which you could score. You know, is it play calling or just small execution?
No, I'd say it's execution. You know, there was a third down that is, you know, once again, it's a batted ball, or else it's a completion of Lance Moore that continues to drive. You know, the one where the sack where, you know, I got rolled up on was really, I should have gotten to a different play. And had I done that, maybe the drive continues, or maybe, you know, we don't get knocked out of field goal range. Then all of a sudden, that's 3 points. That could have been 3 pretty crucial points as we went down the stretch there. So those are just 2 examples of probably the 6, 7, 8 things that I'm talking about offensively that, man, if we can just get 1 or 2 of those, you know, things to happen in our favor, changes the outlook of this game.
Early,
pick six, what did you see? Pick 6, what did you see?
Yeah, it did, because we score first drive, and then our defense stops, and we get the ball back. I'm just throwing it to David Thomas, and he kind of came over the top of David and just snatched it. He made a nice play, Godfrey. But obviously that can't happen. You know, try to extend the play and try to at least make something out of nothing, but really that's a ball you just throw away and move on.
Thank you, Drew.
Yep.
Thanks, Drew.